Right now, I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vinemont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer Black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and a few days ago, I reached out to Honor and Respect LLC and Ron Slagle. Right now, I do have Ron Slagle with Honor and Respect LLC on the line with me. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Ron.
Thank you, Mark. It's an honor, honestly, to be on your show. We appreciate it.
As I told you, I found out about Honor and Respect LLC through Blue Help, and I have covered the subject of Blue Help on several shows so far, and I think it's very important that we find opportunities where we can in organizations like Blue Help and yours, Honor and Respect LLC.
You bet. We partnered with Blue Help a few years ago to raise some funds for their organization, their nonprofit, and we were more than honored to help them.
Ron, what is your background? What makes you have a passion for the work that you do through Honor and Respect LLC?
Well, I'm still a police officer. I'm a city police officer in the state of Iowa. I'm a patrol corporal. on the midnight shift. This is currently my 26th year of police service. And then prior to starting as a police officer, I was active duty Air Force for 8 years and served overseas for 3 years during Desert Shield and Desert Storm. I was in Turkey, Incirlik Air Base. And my passion for helping is just because of my background with my service with the Air Force and also with the police. And then also we believe in God only, that he's our main driving force with everything that we do. We only have so much time on this earth to help others, and we are determined to do that.
If I was still in law enforcement, I would be coming up on my 21st year, and I do try to include efforts that are for law enforcement, first responders, and military members. And I want you to be able to share what Honor and Respect LLC does in the causes for law enforcement and military.
Sure. We started the company back in 2018, October is what it was. We started brainstorming on ideas that we could do to help others, and that would be including suicide awareness, helping organizations that deal with PTSD and suicide prevention. So we created, it took about 9 months, we did all the research and development here in Iowa. We created an athletic shoe, currently have it trademarked with the U.S. Patent Office. We're as trademarked as any other shoe label currently. We wanted to do this right. We just didn't want it to do it an overnight kind of thing where it looks like a big kind of a show. Well, it's not a show. We believe it's a mission. So we started an athletic shoe back in May of 2019. We sold our very first pair of athletic shoes to a guy in Houston, Texas. And then July of 2019, I was invited along with Emma, my daughter, to be on the Fox and Friends show in the morning on July 3rd. And that pretty much gave us the exposure that God had planned. We had a few ideas about where it might go. Once again, we believe in one and only God, that he has a plan for all of us, and we are following that plan.
Now, Ron, you mentioned your law enforcement background, your military background. Who would you say has been an influence on you? Was it a parent? Was it a friend who encouraged you to take the path that you have?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Mark. Yes, actually, my dad, my biological father, he died 5 years ago from cancer. And prior to that, his diagnosis, they gave him 6 months to live. And it was in February. He passed away in September of 2016. So it's coming up on 5 years now to continue to live for others. And I believe in the passion of serving others. He was a guy in Kansas City for several decades that served at soup kitchens, that gave his last dollar out when he died. His bank account said $10.23 here on this earth. But we know, in fact, when he entered the gates of heaven, that he was rewarded 1 million times that in spiritual gifts because he was doing God's work. So my dad was a major influence on what we do and why we do it. We return all of it. We don't keep a penny. We have jobs that pay for the house payment, that pay for our kids to go to college. As a police officer, my wife is an occupational therapist at a hospital, been there for 30 years. My son, who's a police officer in the Des Moines area, center of Iowa. Our daughter, who's a cardiac nurse at St. Luke's, which is in Cedar Rapids. And our youngest daughter, who I mentioned earlier, Emma, is our last one in college, and she is a communications and entrepreneurship major. So she's had hands-on experience doing this honor and respect mission with us as well.
I definitely get what you're saying about your father. My own dad, he passed away 1 year earlier in September from your dad. My dad passed away September 5th, 2015. And when he passed away, there was something inside of me that made me want to do more and to be more to people. Really was the catalyst for the beginnings of the Mark White Show.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. I think we all encounter a time in our life that we see the real reason we're here. And what I mean by that, I think there's always more than one reason and one more thing to live for every day. But I do believe that we, if we open our eyes and hear our hearts, it'll talk to us and it'll tell us why we're doing what we're doing.
I want younger people and older people alike to be encouraged by organizations like yours. And I want to make sure that young people that are listening know that we have a great country that we live in, and we have some amazing people who do great work and not to be distracted. We have so many people who've contributed to our society throughout the generations, and there are still people doing that today.
I totally agree with you, Mark. I've served with the Air Force and with police work now for nearly 35 years. I'm 53, so I went right in after college or high school. I went to college later. The Air Force was paying for that 75% of the tuition, so I went to Nebraska and got my undergrad in criminal justice. But when my 35 years, I can't recall all the time that I ever served with anybody on the front line or with police work that was in it for the wrong reason. And what I mean by that is they didn't enter into the military. They didn't enter into first responder work, police, EMT, fire service, to make $1 million. They entered into it to serve others. And I don't know of anybody that did it for any other reason, including myself. There are so many good men and women that do great work every night and day that they need to be recognized. And what we've learned over the course of nearly 3 years now with doing honor and respect, besides helping organizations that help others, like help first responders with their mental health, we've also learned that encouraging others and supporting different organizations can also be an added benefit to their mental health and how they view themselves and doing the tough job they do every day and night.
If it's okay with you, Ron, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's have a call to action, a call to action that will take people to Honor and Respect LLC and get them to be a part of your effort by purchasing products, Blue Line, Red Line, U.S. Military and U.S. Honor shoes, apparel, winter hats, drawstring bags, drinking tumblers, hooded sweatshirts, ball caps, and more for first responder and patriotic products. It looks like y'all are the go-to people. So if it's okay, we'll take a quick break, Ron, and we'll come back and talk about how people can connect with Honor and Respect LLC, okay?
Sounds good.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Ron Slagle. You have heard about his service to his community as a law enforcement officer and a military member. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Ron some more about Honor and Respect LLC, a trademarked athletic shoe and apparel business that returns all profits to organizations that help our veterans and first responders make their mental health a priority. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. This is a Thursday edition of The Mark White Show as I talk to Honor and Respect LLC, the owner, Ron Slagle. You heard in the first segment about the great work that Honor and Respect LLC does. You heard about his service to the community and his country through law enforcement service, which is current, and his military service, even overseas. Ron, welcome back to The Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
As I closed out the last segment, we talked about the fact that you're a trademarked athletic shoe and apparel business that returns all profits to organizations that help our veterans and first responders make their mental health a priority. Now, I realize you said in the first segment that everybody that's involved with this has jobs, so you don't take any money from it. What is it about you that makes you want to take all the profits and put it into these organizations like Blue Help and so many others who are helping our first responders and military members with their mental health?
Well, then that's a great question. That's a real easy answer for us here. We started back in, like I said, October, and sold our very first pair in May of 19. And at that point, it was a fundraiser. It was a fundraiser for both Blue Help and the Code 9 project. And we had done some math, and we knew that we had to pay back the loan that we took out for product startup, and we would pay that off, and then we would write a check for the balance and send it to the two organizations that we're supporting. Now, like I said earlier, we have ideas. We all have ideas, but God has a plan. And so July came around, and I was invited along with Emma onto the Fox and Friends show, and it went from a fundraiser to a faith spreader. And at that point, God told us he has a bigger idea and he has a plan for us. So we do not think this is our money. This money that we're raising through the sales of shoes and apparel and hats and all that, it's God's money. So we don't hold on to it. We're going to probably generate some more emails, which is fine. Send us emails. If you have an organization, a nonprofit organization that could use some help, We do go through that. I have lots of volunteers that go through the emails and read them and figure out where we should send our next check. But it's not our money. Like I said, it's God's money, and we're more than willing to help anybody.
You've mentioned your faith many times through the conversation, Ron. Where does that come from, my friend?
That comes from my dad. And I know I said earlier, but he was a major driving force in what I do and how I live. And so when I was 12, we were living in Texas in Corpus Christi. And part of our duties, well, there were three of us, my two brothers and me and my dad living there. Part of our duties was to help out at the local mission. And the mission was from the homeless, because Corpus Christi has a pretty high percentage of homeless people. And so it started early with me. And it had a major impression on how I was going to live the rest of my life. So that was before I was even a teenager. I knew that there are people out there that need help, and they can't do it on their own. And as we found out, and I think in the year 2020, I don't think any of us can do anything alone anymore. So it's even more of a passion this year and going forward that we continue to do what we're doing and help others.
Well, I want to make sure that people know how to connect with Honor and Respect LLC to be able to connect with your effort and what you do, because I know Fox and Friends was a huge stepping stone for your business, and the Mark White Show has some listeners too, and I hope that people who are listening will connect with your organization, with your effort, and support your business so that you can support these other organizations for first responders and military members.
You betcha. And the easiest way to go about it, there is a donation button on our website, but there's also obviously a product page. And like I said, we source, and this is a great question. We've gotten this in the past about how do we source our product. We source 80% of it right here in America. We have vendors in Pennsylvania. We have vendors in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We have a vendor in Chicago that does a lot of our embroidery. We print all of our apparel right here in Iowa. Our flags are made in USA, both in PA, Hanover, PA, and also Milwaukee. And then, of course, we did all the research, design, and build up for the shoe, and right here in Iowa as well. And so we are just 100% as much as we can made in the USA right here in America. Obviously, the shoes are last ditch or overseas because of the volume of the shoes themselves. But the easiest way to get to our stuff or to make a donation is to go to honor-respect.com. That's the website. And currently right now, I don't know if your listeners are very familiar with Zachariah Cartledge, but he's running for heroes, 12-year-old right now, that does 1 mile honor runs for all line of duty deaths in America. He's coming to Iowa on Friday night. This Friday night, June 11th. We are hosting him. We are paying for the trip. Honor and Respect is to getting here to Iowa to run for Sergeant Smith from the Iowa State Patrol and all fallen first responders from the state of Iowa. And so he'll be here as well. We do have a Z-Line shoe out right now on the website. It's a Zachariah shoe designed specifically for him. It's a partnership between Honor, Respect, and Running for Heroes. All the proceeds, 100% of the profit margin, goes back into Running for Heroes so he can continue to honor all fallen heroes in America.
Zachariah and his father, Chad, have been on the Mark White Show a couple of times, if not three times so far, and I do follow their effort as, sadly, we lose law enforcement officers across the country. And Zachariah, what a great young man running for these officers that their families are looking for closure. And I know in their deepest, darkest hour in the sadness that they're facing, that someone like Zachariah, a kid, a young man who does this for their families, I know that means a lot.
Oh, 100%. I've actually been, my wife and I, and there was all eight of us, basically, like we talked about, my police officer, son, nurse, daughter, the college student, and their significant others went to Daytona Beach to attend an event and meet Zachariah for the first time. And he has dialed in correctly. Him and Chad and his wife have done an outstanding job with raising Zachariah and Chloe. And they know exactly why they're here, too, to serve others, to make an impact and leave a legacy, even at a young age of 12. He knows why he's doing and what he's doing. We're very proud to be a sponsor of him. We sponsored him with shoes for the last 2 years, and we're very excited about the shoe coming out next month. It's a pre-order right now, so if you go to the website of honor-respect.com, you'll find the Z-Line shoe available for a pre-order. They do ship next month. They've been very popular, so it was a good thing, a good, nice volume for him. He'll probably receive a check for, we're hoping for, $20,000. And that'll pay for two injured first responder grants as well. We do have Blue Line, Red Line, USA, and military shoes all in stock that ship immediately upon purchase.
I want to give a shout out to Zachariah Cartledge on his way to Iowa. Wish him well as he continues to run for fallen officers, and he's headed to Iowa. And as you heard, he has a partnership between Honor and Respect LLC. People can go to Zachariah's page, which is Running for Heroes. That's Running the number 4 Heroes, and follow Zachariah's journey as he makes these runs for fallen officers. And then also, Ron, I want to mention too, June the 14th is Flag Day, and one of the things that you're offering through your website is a free garden flag getting ready for Flag Day.
You betcha. Right now, we are just started this morning, and it's to honor the USA. We're all Americans out there, no matter background, educational background, ethnicity, occupation, socioeconomic status. We are all Americans. So we are offering a Made in USA free garden flag for any purchase of $59.99 or higher, which is a purchase of shoes as well. And so we encourage your listeners to go out there and make some purchases and support both Honor and Respect and Running for Heroes.
And that's valid through June the 14th, which is Flag Day. Ron Slagle, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about your organization. I do want people to check out Honor and Respect LLC. They can go to the website. That is honor-respect.com. Check out the website. Trademarked athletic shoes and apparel business that returns all profits to organizations that help our veterans and first responders, making mental health a priority. So thank you for that, Ron.
You betcha. Thank you for having us on the show. We appreciate the opportunity to talk about what we're doing, but more importantly, why we're doing what we're doing.
Folks, if you're encouraged and inspired by this edition of The Mark White Show, I hope you'll share it with your family, your neighbors, and your friends. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and also on LinkedIn. And subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio as well. You have been listening to a Thursday edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Right now I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vonmont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer Black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vonmont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vonmont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine. Only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.